What's good, ladies and gents? It's finally Monday and a beautiful 31 degrees here in Ohio. This is episode 1 of the Monday Iron Radio Show, name subject to change, and I'm Rafi. I'm just going to get right into it, following up on the Callum von Moger story that I wrote about in the weekly Almost Monday report. Just wanted to get everyone up to speed on that because I realized that all American outlets had a bunch of conflicting stories with important details that got missing or completely mixed up. So I just want to clear all this up so you don't have to put it together. Also, looking forward to this format because I don't want to do next to any editing. If I have a coffee attack, I might do it. I'm still going to read off this stuff because that's the best way for me to get the right information out there. And the point here is really just get the information out and not my thoughts. So that's all going to do it. Looking forward to this format, though. So let's get into it. So last week, Callum von Moger finally posted to his Instagram after being inactive for over a year, saying that he finally got the help that he needs and he's back in California. And all this is kind of surprising news when you consider that he was just on trial for a violent road rage incident in November. Plus, he had a lot of trouble with his own mental health and the law prior to that. And Callum's had a pretty interesting last couple of years. So I remember way back in 2017 when Callum had a bicep tear after attempting the video was labeled as a world record bicep curl with, funny enough, the one and only Chris Bumstead. And this was 2017, and I think the Olympia had passed already. So at this time, Chris wasn't a champion, but in 2017, he was a runner-up. So he was getting there for Classic Physique, almost the champ. And for Callum at the time, everyone thought this guy was Arnold 2.0. You had all of the photo shoots, like the black and white ones of Arnie's poses, all that, and like down to the jawline, down to the eyes and the hair. Everyone's like, all right, this guy is it. He's going to be the next great, classic bodybuilder. I think he won a couple of Mr. Universes also. And he was also in that biopic about the Weider brothers. It's called Bigger 2018. And I didn't watch it, but I saw some clips. And what I thought about it, it kind of reminded me of the... I never watched House of Gucci either, but I'm a big Gaga fan. Haven't seen it, though. But the main point there is that, their Italian accents in House of Gucci, right? Just from the previews, it just didn't sit right with my brain. It just sounded ridiculous. And I thought the same thing with Bigger, whether it was Joe Weider's accent or Callum's a little bit, kind of made Arnold sound slow, which I don't necessarily think that he was based on Pumping Iron and all that. But yeah, so up to this point, Callum is the next big thing. Great genetics, running the staunch supplement brand. I think the clothing's still around, but it sounds like the supplements are gone. And his YouTube channel is going to the moon. Great personality, great guy. So Callum and Chris loaded up a barbell with 315, did a couple reps, and then they loaded it up with the 405 that we're going to watch right here. And then I'm pretty sure this is Callum's first major injury.
Yeah, I got quick, eh?
Yeah, you did. Kind of, it's supposed to be Well, I've been in the States for 2 weeks.
It's weird.
Okay,
we're in Miami. Did not realize it.
Oh, shit. Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're just going to we'll go up.
I'm sorry,
I don't know, one, two, three.
One, three. I don't know if we're going to get
it. One, two, and then three lifts.
Three lifts.
Ready? Yeah. Ready? Yeah, one, two. Okay. And go back to two.
Yeah.
One, two.
Quick little deadlift off the ground.
Oh, my God.
One, fine. Don't know why they didn't just stop there.
Please.
And that was where it stopped.
Do you feel that? No, are you good?
No. Smiling a little bit, but then
injuries in the game.
Towards the end of this, you kind of realize it's serious.
See
so, not great, but yeah, so that is his first injury. But it is really interesting to think about what if Chris Bumstead had been the one that tore his bicep and Callum would have gone on. Because even though Callum tried to make comebacks and he still kind of is, his bicep was never the same. I don't know about it now, but if you look at all of the the video titles down Callum's YouTube page, it's just my bicep will never be the same. Trying to do the bicep update, doctor, not good, that kind of stuff. But yeah, so Chris Bumstead would definitely not be the reigning champ that we see today. So really interesting how that worked out. So for all of the timeline, I tried to follow Generation Iron articles, Australian news, and Callum's YouTube to piece the timeline together, and Callum's bicep pre-surgery, surgery, and the physical rehab is pretty well documented on his channel, but at this point, getting back into competition wasn't totally out of the question. If he could fix his bicep, he would probably be fine, but later on, it would become way less likely that he would ever compete again. So now we're just going to fast forward to another injury that he had while scaling down a cliff, And I hadn't watched this video in a while. I hadn't, like, thought about this until I was making this video. But I thought he jumped and hit his leg or something while he was cliff diving, because that'd be pretty stupid. But he wasn't even jumping. His knee just kind of, like, just kind of snapped.
That's good.
Literally just walking down. And there's a rope, like, all the way down. It's not like he's swinging.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he just fucking... And if you're watching a video of this right now, yeah, he's just... His knee just kind of, like, gives out. Ridiculous. And, like, and the reason why all of this is important is that, at least what we know publicly, this is what mainly fueled, like, the mental health and the substance abuse problems that happened later on. Because he was still visiting expos, he was still doing the YouTube vlogs, all that. But his competition dreams were pretty much over after this, after a bicep tear. And I think it ended up being something with his quad for this one. So after that, it brings us closer to the present, which most of you are probably more familiar with. So on top of the torn bicep, on top of the wrecked knee, his dog Rex and his lizard Baz both died. Ripped to them. So that killed him. That was like the final thing. So closely following that, that was when he had the incident of falling out of a second story window. So I was having trouble finding the pictures, but so he was pretty cut up from all the glass, and they put him in a medically induced coma due to excess fluid and swelling in his brain, probably like concussion, ground, falling out of a window. Pretty standard thing to do, just keep the brain like inactive. And that all happened May 2022. Yeah. And again, the timeline was tougher to put together than I thought because the articles are all over the place. So after that, some articles said drugs were found in the house after the window incident, and some say that there weren't. Some articles don't even mention the weapons that were found at the traffic stops, like the one I mentioned in my, like my Instagram video. Everyone's just mashing all the fucking incidents together. And so for this, I decided to just use the Australian news sites because all the other American ones seem to just be playing telephone because they want to see who get the fucking story out first. So in terms of a timeline after those injuries, you have 4 dates here? Three? Yeah, four kind of. So January 26, 2022, that's when he got in a road rage incident. And this is where he stabbed that guy's tire, like the Instagram rant that I did that I talked about. So long story short, that was where they found the brass knuckles, tomahawk, and a bloody license plate. Not good. But just weapons at this point. And then January 31st, in a separate incident, like a couple days later, there was just like a regular traffic stop because he was driving without plates. And that was where they found the testosterone, meth, and the cannabis oil. And they also found Provoplex and Viaplex, which can both be used to treat erectile dysfunction or get sick pumps. Considering like he couldn't produce testosterone, he might have been using them for both. And then May 6, 2022, that was when he fell out of the two-story window, like I just mentioned. So after he gets out of his medically induced coma, that's when he says that that was his wake-up call. This is when he realized that he couldn't continue down this path anymore, and that's when he checked himself into rehab. And then in November is when he actually faced trial for all these charges put on top of each other, and he pled guilty to all of them. He wasn't really going to fight them. His lawyer was able to successfully communicate all the mental health issues, the testosterone production issues, his reaction for the car for the road rage thing was because like trauma from carjackings when he lived in LA, which I mean, believe that, right? Business opportunities that would like just affect his future. But also, I guess he has a son in the United States. I did not know that until I was like researching all this. And so pretty much the judge said, pay a fine, be on good behavior for 12 months. And that brings us to today. Like I mentioned in the Substack email, Callum posted this short video to Instagram, which is right here, if my volume's up. It's not. What the hell? All right. Dumb.
Hey guys, I just wanted to finally check in with you here to say that I'm doing so much better. I know it's been a long time since I've been online. For those of you who don't know, earlier this year I was in a bad accident and I really hurt myself. And so I had to take some time off to heal and recover. And also I was going through a lot at the time, so I apologize for my absence, but I'm doing so much better now. I got all the help that I needed, and I'm finally back here in California, which is great. And I'm looking forward to now getting back into a really good routine, into a fitness routine, training again at the gym. And I've been, you know, tidying up my diet this last few weeks, which has been tricky because I've had such a nice break. But I want to now just leave 2022 in the past. It was a very tough year for me, maybe for you too, I'm not sure, we can talk about that later. Which is another point. I do want to talk about a lot about this last year again at some time. I'll probably do that on a podcast on YouTube. We can. I want to break down, you know, everything that I've been through, and just, yeah, be open and be real with you guys, so you can kind of see where I've been and what I've been through and how I got through it. So on that note, I'm excited for next year. It's just around the corner. I'm excited to be seeing you guys here again on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever it is where we want to hang out. So I'm really excited to be here again. I got some great new opportunities on the horizons, some new companies I'll be working with in the new year, which is great. And so I'm looking forward to it. So look, happy new year to you all. Hope you all stay safe, and I'll see you in the new year. Cheers.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay. Yeah, so based on what he said when he mentioned the shirt, like I said, looks like he'll be working with Bucked Up for now, which will be interesting to see where that goes. Kind of seems out of left field. I actually don't know if... That's actually a good question. Because I know he used to have Staunch Supplements. Maybe he's working with another one that makes me think that they're not. Or maybe he could, because if one's Australia, because Australia and the U.S., because I know you can't fucking ship anything to Australia. Okay, so Kanga Milk. Okay, that's weird. So it looks like they still have, like, Koala Freak, vegan protein. Everything else is sold out. I mean, I'm assuming that they're just not making it anymore since he's been gone. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. It looks like Staunch is still up. Good lord. Come on. All right. Sweet. Yeah. I don't know. Be interesting to see what goes there. Didn't know that Bucked Up was looking at him. But yeah. Anyway. And so then the last final thing is a update from Callum in a 5-minute video, which is the latest one on his YouTube channel. And in this one, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but in this one, he pretty much explains his mental state throughout all the legal and drug stuff. He's wearing the Bucked Up shirt again. And pretty much how waking up from the coma was where he got the real spark to turn his life around. That's where I got like that theory from a little bit earlier. And it even seems like his relationship with his family has gotten better. If you guys remember back, I think it was right before the house thing, like right before the window thing, he was posting screenshots. Like, I think Nick Trigilli on Vital and BS has the screenshots somewhere, but it's pretty much like when like your family gives up on you, blah, blah, blah. And everyone was really like worried about him. So it seemed like his family kicked him out and stuff like that, but looks like they maybe patched things up, which is great. And so obviously when something like that happens with your family, that's going to fuel the mental health stuff. So he clarified that for us. And so that is the story of Callum so far in terms of where things started going wrong. And two things, like, I think it's a good time for him to come back on social media. A couple of reasons, just because, I mean, people are... have been, and obviously I've been like tired of like the fake shit, like the high production, always 4K special effects, all that kind of shit. Like, it's much better. Like, it's a lot. I'd rather see like good content than good production, I guess. And I think that's how a lot of people are now. And just like being real, like he could have came back after this and not talked about any of this shit. Because I mean, yeah, there's a part of him that wants to leave it behind, but it seems like he realizes that it's important to show that side of him and make sure that people know that he's actually human, right? And I don't know if you guys are PBD podcast watchers, Valuetainers out there. You should be. They make really good stuff. But the main host there, Patrick, he had a really good... I don't know if it's actually his saying, but he had a really good perspective on like how America looks at heroes. Like, we like to see small people get huge. We like to see the big people get just like fucking kneecapped. But more than like either of those, we like to see someone like have a giant rise, take a giant fucking fall, and then get back up. Like the redemption story. Not for someone like, you know, like Enter Cardone, like one of those guys. He didn't deserve a redemption story. He deserves to stay where he is. But, you know, that seems to be what's happening here. In terms of like the Instagram comments and the YouTube comments that I've been looking at, it looks like he's got a lot of support behind him and everyone's behind him 100%. I did get a couple submissions like from, I think it was from like Australian people because they mentioned the meth as ice. So I think there were some people maybe being like, yeah, druggy, get fucked. But like, I don't think there were a ton of people actually like rooting on his downfall. So I think most of us are good. Most of us are looking forward to seeing what he's going to come back with. But that's pretty much that. So it's pretty much the episode, but I did get questions about the whole Rich Piana thing. So to sum it up, I think, well, yeah. So in terms of like my side, this started when Esoteric Lifter Memes on Instagram posted a meme dump that featured a video of Armin Adibi basically saying that Rich Piana was popped and that there's still an open homicide investigation and that he didn't die from just health issues, as was speculated. So I looked a little bit more into it. Armin is a, looked like he worked with Rich like in the 5%er days, like when Rich was around, obviously. So it seems like he was close with him and his family. And he said that he wasn't going to speak on it until someone on like Rich's brother on Dave Palumbo's, I think RX Muscle podcast, he came and talked about it. So Armin felt like he could talk about it. So I'm looking at that episode as well. And then just kind of like go through this guy's whole rabbit hole of videos that he's making. But my thing is that like, if there is an open homicide case and there's like, it's actually in an open investigation, that there should be some type of public record on that. So I'm going to work on that for this week and have some answers, and I'll probably end up with more questions and answers, but I will have that for you guys next week. Anyways, it is finally Monday. Go out in peace and get massive today, or great job if you already hit the gym. Let's have ourselves a week. This has been the Monday Iron Radio Show. I'm Rafi. See ya.